USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked if the president would, in fact, pardon himself.
Thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and wouldn't have any need for a pardon.
But does he actually rule out doing that? I mean, does he rule out ever issuing a pardon for himself?
Once again, thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and therefore wouldn't need one.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Steve Mulroy is a University of Memphis law professor. He was asked about this case and what it means long-term.
I think it'll be very difficult for the court to give some sort of blanket exemption to people who have even sincere religious objections.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
With Congress being back in session, Marsha Blackburn introduced a bill that would apply privacy rules to Internet service providers like AT&T and Comcast and web companies such as Google and Facebook. Now, the bill would require companies to get their users' permission before sharing their sensitive information, including web browsing history, with advertisers. Blackburn has more on why this bill is needed.
This is why we have been on all of these edge providers, Facebook, YouTube, Google, the search engines, all of them, because we need to have privacy legislation. It's like the Wild West. Your bank, your healthcare, everybody has privacy standards. This segment of the virtual space, zero privacy standards. That's why we need to pass the Browser Act. That's why we need a data security bill. You, the consumer, need the ability to opt in.
Today on Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 160 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It was recently announced that the University of Michigan would pay 100 full-time diversity staffers. Charles Kirk is the president of Turning Point USA. He explains where there really needs to be some diversity on college campuses.
Their idea of diversity is just racial and ethnic diversity. But it forgets the most important type of diversity, which is ideological diversity. These 100 people, they're supposedly trying to make University of Michigan's system more diverse and more tolerant to minorities. And I always say, well, what about the ideological minority in higher education?
Sure.
Which is us conservatives. But it's a complete and total waste of money.
Kirk also explains what these people are in charge of.
They're in charge of trying to keep diversity quotas in place. They're not supposed to have quotas, but we all know they actually do. This is a stunning amount. I mean, 100 full-time people.
100.
Think about that. With an annual cost, $8.4 million, not to mention University of Michigan has a multi-billion dollar endowment. They are raising tuition every single year, and administrative salaries are going up. The president's salary is going up, and it's subsidized by the taxpayers in Michigan, and they have a huge out-of-state population. So as tuition keeps going up, and the value of an education goes down, we have to ask the question, wait a second, are we funding our students' education, our kids' future? Are we funding these social justice experiments?
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
And this kind of cultural Marxist atmosphere that is trying to make, you know, trying to make America away from our founding ideas and principles.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business for USA Radio.